This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light. Touch.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, and thanks for listening. It's only Tuesday, but it's nice out.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying it sounded like a perfect day. Sunny in mid-70s.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Sound like a keeper.
Hey,
like
what's this one you're holding out on us about?
What are you talking about?
Sarah, did you hear about the Pokemon championships that were held in Hawaii in August? Why didn't you go?
Oh, I just didn't go to it.
You knew?
I didn't.
Oh.
Was that a live thing where people were... I don't know anything about it.
I don't know how you'd be... What is this championships?
I don't know. I wonder, you know, that they do on Twitch, ding, ding, shame. They have, people playing games live in these... And there are these crazy Pokemon battles, but it does seem to be outside the Pokemon Go stuff. It seems to be... It's the same animals in the same universe, but it's, like, a different thing. I would have told you if I'd gone. Like, fear not.
Well, I would expect.
It would be a trip to...
Someone else wrote in and said, I think the text was Bonnie does not like butt dust, but how dirty is your phone after you've used it in the bathroom? I'm not worried about my stuff. I don't want your gross stuff.
Oh, wow. I see.
Don't look at me when you say that.
I know you're talking to the texter, but you're looking at me like I've got gross stuff and I don't have gross stuff.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that's, you know.
But you're looking at me.
The problem isn't me.
I don't want your gross stuff.
You're the problem. I'm not the problem. You're
it's
the problem.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. But
oh,
dust.
Taylor.
I know.
By the way, next year,
yes,
the championships are going to be held in Anaheim. So you could be there.
I don't want to be at the championships. I go to Pokemon Go Fest.
Oh, okay.
I've traveled for Pokemon Go Fest, but these championships, I think, are like battle things. Can you see what exactly happens at these championships? And let me know. Okay, you guys, listen. Let's get back on track here. Pokemon Go, so amazing. Alice in Winterland, talking about amazing. Here we go. December 13th. Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. And it's our Christmas party, basically.
Yeah, come have some fun with us. We're looking for a good time.
Yeah, we are. That's what we're looking for, mm-hmm. For a good time. Text this to this number. Here we go. For a good time, yeah. All right, Alice in Winterland tickets are on sale, but you can win them right now. This hour's code word is honey. Oh, no, honey, I'm good. I can another, but I probably shouldn't.
I'm sorry, I missed some words in there. What did you say?
Honey.
But then you said some stuff.
I could have another, but I probably shouldn't. Mm-hmm, honey, I'm good. It's the Andy Grammer song. Honey. Nah, honey, I'm good. Honey, H-O-N-E-Y. That is this hour's code word. Take the word honey and text it to 20357, and you're in the running for tickets for our show. It's going to be a big, fun, super excellent night. You want to be there. So if you don't win the tickets, please go buy the tickets. Go to RadioAlice.com. You can start there. They're on sale now. This hour's code word, though, is honey. Anna, honey, I'm good.
By the way, for those championships, you got to qualify. Like,
oh,
over
yeah,
the course
no,
of
it's
a year.
Fully, it's I a, think this is like a, one of those a, professional game people play
yeah,
these.
This is what that is.
Like, there's money to be made, and people are like fans of certain players.
Mm.
Isn't that what Twitch does? Like, they've got these people playing games on there, and you can see their screen, and you can see them with their little headphones on, and they're making commentary about it. Like the PewDiePie guy.
Yeah, and sometimes they're naked.
What?
Oh, yeah. They have, like, girls that'll be on Twitch.
Okay, so this is just a porn channel where you...
I've never been on Twitch. I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought it was just, like, a video thing. I didn't realize... Well, I'll tell you something. Nerds do love to see women that they'll
or
never see in
cosplay,
real life.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah. I've heard.
Have you?
Yeah. Guess how much they win though at the championship for first place.
Like if you win first place at the Pokemon
World Championships.
World Championships, $1 million.
Oh no. It's $50K.
Oh.
Still though. It's pretty
good. That's good.
For a video game.
But if you're I guess that's good. But I mean, if you're spending your entire life and the only one person's gonna get the $50K, that's not that good.
That's not that good. That's not nearly good enough.
Yeah, it should be $1 million.
I'll tell them.
Yeah, let them know. Hey, Niantic, they're right down the street. By the way, I love Pokemon Go. And so I walked down the street to the Niantic building. I did this a while ago, a year or two back. And I'm like, there's going to be excellent Pokemon there. Like it's Niantic.
You're at their home base.
I'm at the home base. Well, they clearly don't like that. Because there's nothing. It's like it exists in a void.
I would guess that's why.
Yeah.
They don't want all the nerds
nothing
showing
is spawning
up
there.
At their location.
No Pokestops are easily accessible there. Or at least, the 2 years ago when I was there, it was a big disappointment. And a long walk. The end. Now for something really not fun. Like we're having fun. We're talking about Alice in Winterland, Pokemon, dumb stuff like that. And now here's your headline. Diddy is now accused of raping a 13-year-old girl with the help of two famous celebrities who, of course, remain unnamed. Like, start naming these people. There are so many people crawling out of the woodwork to sue this guy right now, which... I have the feeling a lot of them are valid, but there's always the ones that aren't. This particular one, though, is just, it's awful. So one of his new accusers says she was a 13-year-old girl when she was assaulted at an after party following the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. The overview here is she says she drank something that made her woozy. She went into a bedroom to lie down. Diddy comes in with two celebrities, a man and a woman who have not been publicly identified. She says she was... There were some turns taken while the other people were watching, and eventually she was able to escape the house nude, flee to a gas station where she received help. There are also three...
If that's true, then there are people who helped her and will be able to verify that this young lady turned up at a gas station in the middle of the night.
There are... Well, let me read
naked.
You... No, she had clothes by then. It's not super clear, but here's the other thing. Because my first thought was, WTF, where is your mother?
Well,
why is a 13-year-old going to a Diddy party? But there is more to this story.
Here's what I would say without having heard the story. You don't remember how many kids used to like sneak out their back? They'd walk. They'd go.
Yes.
I knew. This is the weird thing.
Kids looking for trouble can find it.
As reckless and as crazy as I was, I wasn't sneaking out of any house. I had a curfew and had to be there by then, or the car was getting pulled off the road and I was likely in bigger trouble than I wanted any part of. I knew girls who would walk right into their bedroom.
I'm home.
Right out their window and go right back out and be out all night.
Mm.
Like all night. And we're talking about 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls. So I'm not excusing... the parents in that scenario you're explaining, but that
well,
is something that
it goes
that
on
happens.
From this, because that was immediately, I'm like, okay, so this is a kid who's just not being watched over. Because so many times, like, I think about the Michael Jackson stuff, like, he basically bought those kids off their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were payments made, vacations given. It was a, look the other way while I love your kid, which is the grossest thing and the ultimate, it's the antithesis of parenting. It's so ugly and gross. So this little girl, 13, I'm sorry, I don't care how streetwise you are, you're a little girl. She says she was 13 years old and she was dropped off at Radio City Music Hall by a friend because she wanted to try to get in. In an attempt to gain entry to the venue, she began approaching limousine drivers waiting outside the celebrity-filled event. So there they are. There's probably a line of them. One of the limousine drivers she spoke to claimed to work for Diddy. Did, apparently. He told her that Sean likes younger girls and said she, quote, fit what Diddy was looking for. Didn't allow her into the awards, but invited her to an after party. She arrived at this after party, recognized many celebrities and was required to sign a I cannot believe a 13-year-old showed up at an after party for the VMAs and no one went, get that kid out of here. She said she signed a non-disclosure agreement. She was not given a copy. She said after being given one drink by some irresponsible person that she found a room to lie down in because she became woozy and lightheaded. Two unidentified celebrities entered the room. Celebrity A allegedly began this while Combs and Celebrity B watched. Afterward, the 13-year-old said it was Combs's turn and Celebrities A and B watched. He would have been 30 at that time. He then allegedly attempted to force the girl to do something else, and he stopped after she hit him in the neck. And that was when she fled the room nude, looking for an exit, roaming naked around the house. Eventually, she made it outside and dressed herself, it says, before locating a gas station nearby. The girl called her father, admitted she'd lied about her whereabouts, and asked him to pick her up. So now it's, you know, she's 37 years old, I guess. She was 13 at the time, 24 years ago. I don't know where that'll go. I don't know why they're not naming the names of the other people. I feel like that has to start happening. There's a pro athlete who allegedly stopped an, quote, intoxicated Sean Diddy Combs from sexually assaulting a man at a celebrity-filled Ciroc vodka party. This pro athlete, also they name him Professional Athlete A. That's who he is in these court papers. He stopped a drunken Sean Combs from sexually assaulting a luxury car businessman at one of his parties. This happened in 2022. The victim, the guy who's suing, is this luxury car businessman. He says the attack unfolded during a launch party for Ciroc. He runs, luxury cars and jewelry. He rents those out to people. He says Combs stripped off his pants and exposed himself after inviting the man who's the plaintiff into his private office during the event. Combs continued to move closer, grabbed him by the area in a rough and sexual manner. And then apparently this professional athlete walked in and this guy made his escape. He actually has photos from the party, but all the faces are redacted except for Diddy's.
Maybe they, I don't know. I don't know what the legality of all that is. I have to assume that's why the names are being withheld as well.
I guess. I mean, right, unless they're named in the suit, which they should be. Especially, I mean, name these people.
The sad thing about the little girl is that often, and I'm sure I was up to this in the same way, we want to be older than we are.
Yep.
And we want to do things that are cool and that will make us look cool. And often that was a big part of what the girls I was growing up with were up to as well. They would go, we've snuck out of the house. We're going to LA. Bye. Mm. And I'd be like, yeah, I can't go to that. And I did plenty of nonsense in my life. Don't get me wrong, but right. I'm saying there were plenty of times when I'd be like, I got to be in at 11.
Yeah.
The end. So have fun. Bye.
Yeah. Well, your dad was strict.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just saying, I think that kids get in over their heads, and this is probably the worst case scenario, is that they find their way into.
You don't want to happen to your daughter. Mm-hmm. My God. I really am flabbergasted by, look, I don't know that all these are all allegations, and I don't know what'll come of all of this. I mean, I think it's fairly well established. He's not a good guy. But I just can't believe that he got away with all of this for so long before finally people started coming forward.
Cassie uncorked. Yeah.
Well, as soon as he instantly settled with her because she had that videotape, that was when everyone went, you know, hashtag me too.
You know what? I just said that young lady's name. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
No, I know. I'm with
Cassie,
you.
Cassie, I'm looking her up now.
Look how long Bill Cosby got away with it.
I mean,
it
was like everybody talked about it, but
I'd never heard it.
Well, there was a comedian who got on stage.
Hannibal Buress was the one who did it.
He's like, that guy's a rapist.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I hadn't heard it before that, though. So I have heard people say everyone knew. I didn't know.
Yeah.
When Hannibal Buress got on stage and did his bit about Bill Cosby, that's when I first heard about it.
And I thought, wow, that guy's going to get sued. And then it turned out, no, America's Favorite Dad was a bad dude.
He got sued.
Yeah. He got put away. Speaking of people who got put away, Harvey Weinstein is suffering from leukemia. Oh, he's getting treated in jail. Here's another. This is just, you know, people who got away with it for years. Like, really terrible things happened. He was, you know, the spearhead point of the Me Too movement. His medical issues are getting worse. He's been diagnosed now with leukemia. He's had some really, you know, well-deserved terrible things happening to him in prison. I don't feel bad for him at all. I hate to say it. I want to say to Colin Jost and Michael Che, 50th anniversary season of Saturday Night Live is going on right now, and these guys are just on fire. Like, they did a thing about Harvey Weinstein on Saturday night this past weekend that it was just really funny. Oh, I think it was them. Anyway, they've been very much on point. I've been enjoying that. And it was, I'm pretty sure it was them I heard the joke on. It was something about schlonging. I was like, oh my God. It's just funny.
I haven't heard it.
No,
I don't know.
It was just, you know, just something that I just want to say. I think they're actually, I sometimes think that they fall a little flat. And obviously during the pandemic, it was really difficult. And wasn't enjoying what they were putting together at all. But it feels like, you know, sometimes you watch something for a while and you feel like it just hits its stride. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're having that, right? And the cast is really good this year, too. There's a couple new
people. Is that right?
Yes, a couple new people that I was like, oh, my God, that's hysterical. I really like it. And this girl, my favorite on the cast right now is this girl, Sarah Sherman, who's been on a few seasons now, maybe two or three seasons, and she's a full-fledged cast member now, and she's just, I find her to be hysterical. You would maybe like this past weekend, it was Michael Keaton was the host.
I'm a fan.
And Billie Eilish was the musical guest. And he was good. And they did some Beetlejuice stuff. So it was, you know, it's fun if you like Beetlejuice. People are clamoring for Martha Stewart to do The Golden Bachelorette, which would be the get of all time.
Yeah, that she's not going to do that.
You're right about that. Andy Cohen, Maddie's favorite, brought up the possibility on Watch What Happens Live. Yeah, you love him, right? And she said, she was like, absolutely not. Not even for $1 million an episode. Oh, do you have this?
I have this.
Oh, fantastic.
Audio.
Great. Good. Yeah, sorry. No. I think I just gave the whole thing away.
No, there's another reason it's good. Oh.
Martha, if asked, would you go on The Golden Bachelor?
Absolutely not.
For what?
I don't know. $1 million an episode, Martha?
That is not enough.
Martha, $1 million an episode?
Another zero.
No.
No.
$10 million?
The guys aren't hot enough.
Okay, the guys are not hot.
See, it ain't about money. It's about how hot the guys are.
All right.
She said $10 million can't get it if he don't look right.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Who's that? Who is that guy?
Snoop.
Oh, that's so funny. So they're doing it. They just love each other, those two. They're so fun. Mm.
How'd you not know that was Snoop?
I just didn't know. Sounded like Kevin Hart to me for a second. I'm like, what? What's he doing there? Stop answering for Martha.
Where did you come from,
Snoop?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I know. I was ready to be annoyed. And then I found out it was Snoop. I'm like, oh, all right. Anyway, 83-year-old Martha Stewart is not going to be the Golden Bachelor. She would be the Golden Bachelorette, too. You know, you get with Martha and you're living in the lap of luxury. And she's making you really good pies and stuff, too.
I'm sure she hangs with anyone she wants.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she does. Well, and it seems like, do you know who she wants to hang with?
Snoop. Yeah.
Angelina Jolie may have a new boyfriend. How old is Angelina Jolie? What do you think?
Is this a game?
No. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you have an answer? I mean,
I do. I have the answer.
I'm going to say she is 47.
I'll say 48.
49.
Ah!
I would have said younger than that. But, I mean, time does march on.
Yeah, no, it's been a minute.
She is got a rumored boyfriend. The guy's name's Akala.
I don't know anybody named
Akala. Yeah, I don't. He's a, let's see, they call him a British rapper. And he is cute. He's a good looking dude. Can I hear a little bit of Akala's music? He never have to go to war. Now who's gonna tell his kids that he can't carry them no more? When this world
that is terrible. No good.
Yeah,
he is handsome though, I'll give you that.
Oh, you look him up.
But yeah, that is not good. Nope.
Maybe it grows on you?
No.
I don't know.
Nope. I had to listen to a few things from him this morning to pick something
out. Oh, you're the rap guy on the show too. What do you think?
I think he's terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Well, he must be good at something because she's keeping him around. Well, I guess they've been rumored for a while. But apparently she snuck him into her hotel suite at the Corinthia in London last week. And then he snuck out again like 2 days later.
Good for him.
At the back entrance.
Good for him.
I know, it's wonderful.
Oh, nice.
They spent Wednesday and Thursday night together inside the hotel and did not leave. Well, why would they? She joined the actress about 2 hours after she arrived, snuck in.
Maybe you have an appearance you have to make and you're supposed to go do something. Who knows?
What, when they left?
Like Angelina, maybe she had to go, she you know, holed up in a hotel instead of going and doing her appearances. What is she supposed to be doing? Why is she in London?
Oh, like the way you did when we sent you to LA to
something like that.
To the movie,
yeah, I mean,
and
I
do that.
Supposed to,
yeah. And you just hooked up with some girl and stuff.
I didn't hook up with some girl,
sure,
but I mean, I did. Yes, I did have a friend come meet me. Mm.
They're using separate cars and secret entrances to keep their relationship under wraps, but it's the real deal. So it's been rumored for a bit, this Akala guy and our little Angelina Jolie. I love her. But they, it hasn't been that long. They're saying since May of this year. And I guess, you know, whatever. She's got to have fun, right?
I don't know. I don't know what she needs. You know what's weird about Angelina is she sort of hit like with that. When her and Brad Pitt got together, they both hit like a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's kind of come out and done work. So we've seen him around. And then we know the whole drama surrounding him and his family and his drinking and whatever. The whole time, though, she's never really gone back to work. I know she did a couple like art pieces that no one saw, but she's never really come back to the general Hollywood
mix. I agree with that. She's definitely low pro, but she she's like a humanitarian ambassador or something, like a UN ambassador. She does a lot of that. She's kind of a philanthropic person, and she's so rich. She doesn't have to work.
Well, she works too, but just not in the things that we expected. Like she's in.
She can do vanity pieces.
She's in the Panda movie too.
Oh, right. Which is probably a couple of days in, you know, in a recording studio.
Right.
For all the money and those checks that roll in quarterly.
She's been a UN refugee agency representative or ambassador, excuse me, for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably a job in and of itself. Like, I actually feel like she's pretty stand up. I don't know.
Is it a job or did she just get business cards? Does she actually do stuff?
She does. She goes places and you see her, you know. I mean, it's all photo ops too. So maybe I know I tend to think the worst of people. Like, oh, sure,
I'm not
you
trying.
Are, you know?
I just don't know what that is. Like, she was one of our big stars for a minute there.
Yeah.
Like box office gold.
Well, she, you know, I think isn't it Malawi or that she would go to all the time, and she's adopted at least one kid from there. And she's just, you know, one of those people who travels around, puts her money where her mouth is, does some work, does some good things, brings some attention to stuff.
All right.
She actually stepped down from the UN 2 years ago, so.
Oh.
So she should, maybe.
Well, now she's with this Akala guy, and she's like, well, I've got some time on my hands. Maybe I should.
Do a bad rapper?
Get loved up.
He's terrible.
Well, she doesn't have to listen to his, as long as he doesn't insist, like some people,
maybe
know
he
that
spits
his art
rhymes after they've done it, though. I'm crazy, it's late,
sometimes I get carried away. That's him? Oh, boy.
Really bad.
Well, you know.
There's a million great rappers better than that. I mean, come on.
She's obviously not dating him for his rap abilities. Or maybe she just has terrible taste in rap.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're amazing. You bet your ass I am. Let's get in the bedroom. Get some stuff to show you how amazing I'm at. Are you going to scream like a lion's eating you? Because that'd be great. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
Teen smoking and college campuses after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, fall into 5K a day. Get it? It's like a play on autumn, you know, fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey, it's free. Log in, listen to Alice for at least an hour a day, and that gets you a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For the last 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has helped over 500 organizations in our Bay Area communities. Whether it's for education, health and wellness, or parks and recreation, the foundation's $31 million giving history helps build an even stronger society for all of us. Visit FremontBank.com today to learn more. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready. Just, you know, soaking it in.
I'm glad to hear that. Mostly sunny today. Mid-70s is your high. Election day in 2 weeks. So, come on, everyone.
Super Tuesday.
Yeah. It's coming. I had a few texts I wanted to read real quick. So, one of them says, I'm pretty sure it's not a good snuck him in if everyone knew. That's the guy who snuck into Angelina Jolie's hotel room. It seems like that they didn't sneak at all.
It does seem like
everyone knows.
If you know that Angelina Jolie just walked into that hotel room, you'd probably check, go around to every entrance and exit just to hope that you can get some dirt on her.
Here's your rep. 510 says, so if Jolie possibly has a new guy, he must have a wife or girlfriend somewhere.
That's probably true. Yikes. She took Billy Bob Thornton from Laura Dern. She took Brad Pitt from Jennifer Aniston. Are there others? She took her brother from like her parents. Mm-hmm. You know.
Angelina stars in a big movie being released in time for Oscar season later this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you tell us. What do you mean, really?
Me. You're the Tinseltown tackler over there.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, sure you are. You know, Steph.
510 says, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Akala is amazing.
Oh, that's what they're mad about. Oh, what'd you say the other day? It's like, why pick that hill to die on? Look, we don't know. We've heard this tiny 30 seconds of Akala and made our decision. Apparently, if we spend more time with him, we'll start to just love him.
Maybe. You would know this too, as the Tinseltown tattler.
Oh, I'm not that
you are.
No, I'm not.
510 says, Jamie Foxx was drugged by Diddy, too.
Oh, did he say so?
I don't know. I have no idea.
How would I
know that?
Well, let me look it up.
I don't know that. In the meantime, I will move off of text and get to our stories of the day.
Oh.
And I've got... what?
He claims he was drugged.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx says, that
leading
guy drugged me.
Leading to his stroke. Oh my God.
This is recent then.
It would be in the last, when did that happen? Maybe a year and a half ago?
Well, I mean, recent enough that, yeah, this guy's barely just recovered.
In his upcoming Netflix comedy special, what had really happened was he makes a startling claim that Diddy was behind the stroke he suffered a year ago, and he's saying stroke. This is according to Media Takeout. That is an absolute tabloid trash. It's possible this is nothing. It is possible. He's in the middle of filming the special across various Los Angeles venues, it says here, and he goes into detail about what transpired before, during, and after his health scare. And in that particularly shocking moment, he reportedly tells his audience, Diddy is why I had a stroke. Oh my God.
Well, that's a nugget. My goodness.
By the way, they say when he revealed that to the audience, the room's energy changed initially. He makes the comments and everyone starts laughing, assuming it's just another joke. And then he gave a serious look to one fan in particular, making it clear, I am not kidding.
Whoa.
They were once close friends, known for extravagant parties in LA. Their friendship soured over a failed business deal. And yeah, we'll see how true that is. But that sounds, I'm looking at, it's Media Takeout. Forget it, you guys. I don't know. That's just took my head clean off.
Wow. Well, this story's going to pale
thank
by
you, texters.
A lot from that.
No, it'll be fine. Just putting that to the side.
I won't do them all, but I have in front of me the 25 most beautiful college campuses in America.
Oh.
And so why do I do it? Stanford. Number one.
Number really?
One. I swear I love the Stanford area. Yeah. I love Stanford in general. I'm a fan, but I'm surprised.
I'm a little surprised because I always think of like those ivy covered brick buildings, those, you know, East Coast, you know, the big universities.
West Virginia University.
Oh, is it lovely?
It's lovely.
Mm.
It is?
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in West Virginia. Everything's beautiful in West Virginia.
Is that right?
It's a beautiful state.
It's not like a big strip mine?
Nope. Okay. Not anymore.
Oh, because they let trees grow in the strip mines?
Yeah, and golf courses and all kinds of stuff.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What's the cost to buy a house there?
The first thing that came to my mind was Pepperdine. It's in Malibu right on the beach. But what you find out quickly is people don't care about the beach. It's nowhere on the list at all.
Funny.
Pepperdine, not on the list. So there's a few here. USD, which is San Diego.
Nice campus. Have you been down there?
It's beautiful, but I'm okay.
Is Caltech on there? I thought that was the most, of all the places we went to, that was the most beautiful campus. I think it's in Pasadena.
Did you go there with Berkeley?
With Riley, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Caltech is on there, but he's one of the, so remember when he was young and he was like, first of all, I'm going to Iceland to be a goat herder.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do with
and
my
then
life.
He got a good look at that one.
He got a whiff.
Okay, I guess I'm not doing that. But then he was like, but I am definitely leaving the area and I'm going to go off and, you know, and he was going to go to what, Minnesota or whatever?
Yeah, there was a place in Minnesota, Carleton. In fact, he was there when he got the news that he got into Berkeley.
And then he went, and then, I'm going to stay home.
And then John goes, we should just leave. And Riley was like, yeah, we should.
Mm.
And so, oh my God, it's that place was $80,000 a year, and in-state tuition at Berkeley was not anywhere near that. You want your kid in a UC university.
Well, I'm not even thinking about that, but I was, my close friend, his daughter's a senior this year, and she has said...
These private colleges? Whoa.
She has said, similar to Berkeley, I don't want to be close to home.
I want
to be far away. I don't want to. That's too close. This is too close. I need to be far away. I'm really interested to see if she'll actually do it. Like, that's kind of the, all right, let's see if she doesn't go. Oh, it looks like I've been accepted down the street. I'll stay home.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, I'm not surprised. Anybody who lives in California and gets into one of the UC schools is like, your parents are like, oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please. You can pay for your whole education can be covered for what it costs to do a year and a half at some of these private colleges.
Oof. Princeton makes the list.
Oh,
these are the most beautiful college campuses. Kenyon College in Ohio.
Never heard of it. Oh, Kenyon College.
You know it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Swarthmore in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
University of Virginia. Yale makes the list. That's Connecticut. Duke, North Carolina. These are the most beautiful college campuses. And they are, in the pictures, they look beautiful. But again, I would have expected Malibu on the list, and it's not there. University of Wisconsin. Anyway, number one.
Where'd they film the Dead Poets Society? I thought maybe that was Yale or something. Because
this says Boston's Wellesley College.
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Oh, MIT.
What about it?
Wasn't that where the...
Is that where they filmed it?
I thought that was the whole... It was like the...
Maybe, yeah.
What's that thing he...
Oh, you're thinking of Good Will Hunting, right?
Yeah. What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Dead Poets Society.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of something totally else.
Dead Poets Society was filmed in Delaware at several different places, including St. Andrew's School and Newcastle.
I just thought that was... That, to me, was like the quintessential... Ivy League looking college campus, big ancient trees and large lawns and brick buildings with ivy, like that look. Oh, I love that.
Well, you grew up with that, right? The ivy thing?
Yes, to some degree. But not like it is on, you know, those storied college campuses.
Well, there you go. Travel and Leisure has your list of the 25 best, most beautiful campuses in the country. And I do think that, you know,
Stanford number one.
Stanford's number one. I do think it's cool if your kid leaves and is completely immersed in that college experience. The commute thing can really... My buddy's kid is like straddling home and his location and commuting most of the time.
You know, the thing about a kid leaving to go, like one of the things that was on our checklist of things that were going to cost a ton of money is when he would go to Minneapolis or outside Minneapolis to this college, that it was going to be, you know, 3+ times the amount that we were going to pay at Berkeley. And we were going to have to fly him home a bunch of times a year. Mm-hmm. Like, that is thousands of dollars. It adds up so much. Like, I can't tell you what a relief it was.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, it was great. And he close did to home. It was. I could see him on the weekends. His friends were all still hanging around. It was fun.
How about Fast Facts?
Fast Facts. You know that, Vin.
The president.
Of what?
Gets free rent at the White House.
Oh. Huh.
But pays for basically everything else. That includes groceries, housekeeping, parties, vacations, and toiletries.
Interesting.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's
my own fast fact and I don't believe it.
Yeah. They pay for the groceries. So are they also paying the salaries of the chefs who are making the food? That just doesn't sound... I think they have a budget. They got a budget for that. Who knows? Didn't it just go up from 200 grand a year to 400 grand a year? Be the president?
Oh, the pay?
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like they're made people well in advance of...
Like, am I playing for electricity and the internet too? Like, come on.
They get 400K a year now. And they have an additional expense allowance of 50K.
Oh, like a little bonus money?
You know when you see someone who's worn a suit a million times and there's shiny spots on the suit? I've never seen a sitting president with that.
No.
I already haven't seen Kamala with, you know, hey, she wore that last time she was on TV. Like, they seem to
be... It's going to be harder for her than it is for a male president because, you know, you got your bunch of suits. Here's my blue suit. You can just change the tie.
Yep.
And it all looks changed up.
Ancient Romans.
Yeah.
Loved their orgies so much.
Yes.
That orgy planner became an actual job.
Oh, like you'd have some fun event going or, you know, get in the world's most famous schlong sporter.
And if you did a great job on the orgy planning, you might be invited to participate.
Oh.
Ancient Romans.
You were psyched about that, huh?
Loved their orgies. Everybody.
They gave us so much, the ancient Romans. The aqueduct and road building and...
Are you ready for that, Vin, when you get your hot tub? The hot tub orgies you'll be having?
You know, I happen to know for a fact that Christina's not down.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Vin. That really is too bad.
I happen to know for a fact that that's not. She is a conservative young lady and is not interested in orgies. Now, she might leave me someday, and I wouldn't blame her.
And then you're into the orgies? You don't seem like an orgy guy.
I'm not an orgy guy either. I just mean she may want to get on down the road.
And have an orgy with someone?
Just with someone else, I meant.
I see.
But she's more of a one person that I know of.
She's a serial monogamist.
Maybe she had a crazy youth.
Maybe.
Teen smoking just hit an all-time low.
Oh, that's great.
A new report from the CDC found the number of middle school and high school kids who use tobacco has dropped 20% in the last year. That includes cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and vaping.
I was going to ask you if vaping had shot up, because that's not really a tobacco product, right?
It's just a nicotine product. Are kids allowed to smoke cigs on campus these days? Because I used to be able to smoke in the smoking section at Irvine High, and I wasn't even old enough to buy cigs yet.
I think that they can if they're outside, because the kids at the school near me, they all seem to leave the campus to go over to the Safeway like a couple times a day. There's 1,000 children in a parade going across, and I'm like, well, no one's going to stop them from smoking there.
Mm.
Right? It's a parking lot across the street from the school. I don't know.
The campuses of my two schools, the Academy of Art and WVU, You can smoke, but you can't be like within 200 yards of a door. So it's not like the old days where like you'd have this all the ciggy guys hanging out
just right outside the door. Right?
Yeah, you got to go find
200 yards.
I don't know, something like that. It's pretty far. Mm.
I remember back when I smoked. I quit in 06, and I remember being outside the building where I worked, puffing on a grit, and some lady goes, "Can't you read?" I'm sorry. What?
Because I also can't hear.
Oh, yeah. Why are you talking to me in such a rude manner? There was a sign at the door of the place that said no smoking within 50 something feet of the door. And I was like, all right, I'm going to walk away from here and not fight you.
I guess you're the one who put the sign up, lady.
I don't know, but I was one of those where I'm like,
can't you read?
God.
And we do get, I always wonder if people who like come on strong like that, like I regret it. Sometimes I'll be like really like brusque with something. And then I'm like, why did you have to do that? Why couldn't you just have been cool? Like start out cool.
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen.
Let me talk to the manager about this.
510 says, I mentioned it to you guys last year that Jamie Foxx was over at a Diddy party the night before. Good to see that it's finally coming out now.
Oh my God.
So people knew that he was at some party and then ended up in the hospital after. I never knew this.
I cannot wait to hear this full story. I wonder if this is going to be just, if he'll sue or if this will just be another nail in the coffin. In the court of public opinion.
Diddy tried to unalive Jamie Foxx?
Well said.
Good one. Unalive.
It must be something that they say at their house or something. You know, Femilect, like you used to.
Unalive.
Did you try to just unalive me? I am going to unalive you what, right now.
It's going to be in a lot of family, what a Familex going forward from here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to start with those Alice in Winterland tickets. And then I've got boogers to talk about.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.